Driving this car out of this parking garage into this alley. Running over these pedestrians. Falling asleep behind the wheel. You know, important stuff. Oh, man. It's been a long day. Woke up at 4:30 in the morning. To get to the airport in the city, in the area I was in. And then, oh man, these fucking cars. Oh, this is the suck. This is sucks. This sucks. Okay, pull up. Yeah. Let me get in this bullshit line with the rest of you. Ended up, maybe over compensating for traffic to get to the airport. So I ended up getting to the airport about 2 hours early, meaning 3 hours before my flight. And that was early. And then my flight was delayed about an hour and a half because San Francisco sucks at having planes land. So originally the flight that would get me in like 9:30, something like that, ended up being more like 12:30 by the time we were done. And there was nothing to do at this airport. It was very emptied out. A small set of gates, a relatively small airport. And the only thing there was a Pete's Coffee. So at about 7 a.m., I went to Pete's Coffee and got a breakfast sandwich. Like, it was 7 a.m. and somehow they were out of breakfast burritos and almost all of their breakfast sandwiches. And I was like, what? How does that even fucking work? It's early. But I guess they had a set number and they were all preheated. I don't know, you know, she just grabbed me a hot sandwich out of the thing. It wasn't like, hey, we need to heat this up for you and we can make more. It was just like, no, there's two sandwiches in here. You can have one of them if you give us money. And I got an iced coffee drink. I forget, was it? It was an iced caramel macchiato. I don't know what that is. That's what I got. It was okay. And then I got a crow nut because I don't understand crow nuts too well. And I keep, like, people are like, oh man, crow nuts are so good. It's like a croissant and a donut. Yeah, give the finger to this person in the car as if they give a shit. As if they're looking behind them to see what you think about all this. Dumb fuck. Idiots on all sides. That's how most things are. Especially these days. People acting foolish all around. Top to bottom. There's a deli up the street here in San Francisco here that I've got some crow nuts from there. Trying to figure out what the fuck the deal is. It's just like it's dense like a croissant, but it's shaped like a donut, and then it's filled with, you know, like a cream or a custard or something like that. They asked me if I wanted vanilla or chocolate. I got vanilla. And it was, you know what? It was pretty good. It's really thick, just dense. There's a McLaren here next to me. That's a fancy looking car. I don't think I would necessarily want to drive one. But, you know, kind of looks like a Ridge Racer car or something. That's cool. I love croissants. I think donuts are cool, especially when they're filled with, like, a custard or something. That's great. But previous attempts have just been, like, shitty. They were always just kind of crappy, and I just didn't understand, like, why are people losing their shit about cronuts? They're kind of lame. But this was pretty good. I would get another one of these. I'm not, like, losing my shit about it, but... Actually, right now, I kind of am losing my shit about it, because that was the last thing I ate today. I had a tiny cup of Diet Coke on the plane. I think I got a cup of coffee when I was here at the office at some point, because I was like, I'm tired. And we recorded the podcast. So whatever, I got back in time to... I got back in time for the podcast. That was my goal. Like, okay, you know. Like, hopefully I'll get back in time for kind of a, you know, full day of work, but the bare minimum, I need to be here for the podcast. So, I got back, we did the podcast, we're done with the podcast, now here I am in this car. My throat hurts a little bit. It's been bugging me for the past couple of days, so let's just roll right into PAX. It'll be great. Had a great weekend, though. It was good to get away for a little bit. Though I missed the earthquake. I like a good earthquake. So that's the thing. I haven't been home, so, hopefully my house is still there. I have it on some authority that my house is still there, so I'm not actually worried about that, but... Yeah, this McLaren, it's a cool-looking car. It's like the fucking Batmobile or something. I don't know. I don't want to freak you out, like, or nothing, but the guy driving it looks like he really sucks. Nice chin strap. Oh, no, never mind. That was just a trick from seeing his face in the side view mirror. He just looks like a pudgy, pale businessman. Joyless. Well, at least I've got this cool car. So, Dave Lang. Yeah, but not as, like, no distinguishing characteristics. Dave Lang is tall and loud. This man seems... unassuming at best. This guy's holding a sign, something about the VM World Party. Aw, shit. VM World 2014's happening here at Moscone. Let's go talk about some VMs. Let's get virtual. Hello, give me a badge. I'm here to get virtual. I just want to get virtual. I just really want to get virtual.
SiriusXM satellite radio. You don't want to miss this. Exactly how it properly goes. Swaying Tech. And of course, DJ
Revolution.
It's the wake up show.
You suckers.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the
follow is a Shade 45 special presentation.
Then it's like, let's say if things happen really fast for you and you're at a different point in your life, as you're young, like it happens so quick that you just don't have to assess things. Because after the fact, it's always dealt with. Like I deal with it when I get to that point. Like why he has that deal with it when we get there mentality.
Nothing you're saying makes sense, 50 Cent. Good work. You sound like a lunatic. These transgressions from these people. These people that are sitting right next to me. Let me talk about them in the third person here for a bit. The fucking Beatles and hip hop. Get that fucking shit out of here. Are you fucking kidding me?
Hey, yo, we light a candle. Run laps around the English Channel.
G-Unit isn't the fucking Foreigner of hip-hop. That's the fucking Journey of hip-hop. Oh, the fucking Beatles? Fuck off.
Yeah, because I developed something that wasn't sustainable.
Okay. The listeners, you guys can't see what's going on in this room right now, but, you know, I want you guys to understand the entire unit is here. Lloyd Banks is here.
Who fucking cares?
The war's on now, you got shot again. This time he was going for good, then we got it in. And we got knocked, we was down 10. The whole team.
I guess Young Jeezy got arrested.
Niggas can tell me shit about the dope gang, about the cocaine.
Caught him with an assault rifle or something. Some fucking nightclub shooting or some shit. Good work. Everyone involved. Nice going. Nothing else on.
Damn, it got worse and worse. I went from being like, nah, it's cool, you know, do what you want to do. So, yo, you corny for that. I'm not off it, man. I uninfected. I just lost 10-year difference. We grew up now. Constantly like, yo, if I didn't even accept all that in mind.
It wasn't a whole lot of... Yeah. Well, just one of you at promote Animal and Big Phenomenon.
Know it! Guy introduced himself as we did that interview. Is that why you interviewed? No integrity.
Ice Bucket Challenge live on stage the other day. It's Christian James Hand. I was just talking about boss Will Pendarvis earlier about how much I love this band. I love this album. This is new. It's Joyce Manor on Faction. Check it.
Can you taste it?
G-Unit, y'all is the bad company of hip-hop. Yeah, maybe I could buy that. Modern in the grand scheme of things. Wow. Whoa. They started tearing down the toll plaza at the Golden Gate Bridge. Like all the toll booths. Weird. I mean, I guess they don't need the booths anymore. There's no people in them. It's all robots. That's crazy. I think of those toll booths as being like kind of iconic as a part of the bridge, but that's what you get, man. You leave for the weekend, you come back, everything's all fucked up. Earthquakes tearing the world apart, toll booths coming down on the bridge. I heard a pizza place in town shut down. Probably scared of the Domino's.
Yeah. somewhere so I can cool it down, baby.
Simple rule.
Trying to save me, stop. about him. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man, bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man's bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man's bitch. And I don't want no bitch who can have that kind of friendship. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. And I don't want no bitch who can that kind of nigga scram.
Because I'm in shit, shit.
Thank you.
wanna touch you, watch you fucking save my money and my power. I might like you better, baby. Let's get together, baby. Wanna hold you, get to know you, show you what I got in my sweater, baby. Call the red hair, the bitch in charge. And if we settle on it, but I make you see stars get large, get hard, go far, go far. Wanna touch you, watch you fucking save my money and my power. Ride, no lie, just get inside me. Like you better if you just drive me, come on. Me, try me, watch me vanish. Or like you better if you get up in it.
I'm pretty tired. It's all right. I'm not like falling asleep with the wheel tired, but I'm pretty worn out. I'm faint. How about that? Man, yeah. almost looks like they're getting ready to open more lanes in this fucking freeway. That'd be something.
So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Have a toast for the douchebags. Have a toast for the assholes. Have a toast for the scumbags. Every one of them that I know. Have a toast for the jerks. Gotta never take one go. Baby, I got a plan. Run away fast as you can. You find pictures in my email. I sent this girl a picture of my dick. I don't know what it is with females, but I'm not too good at that shit. See, I can have me a good girl and still be addicted to the hood rats. And I just blame everything on you. At least you know that's what I'm good at. And I always find, yeah, I always find, yeah, I always find something wrong. Putting up with my shit just way too long. I'm so gifted at finding what I don't like the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the douchebags. Let's have a toast for the assholes.
They got new signs up for these new exits and stuff. Man, this is a busy fucking weekend around here.
Let's have a toast for the jerk-offs.
on the couch. I'm Mr. Bright. always happens. 30 minutes from home, got a late in a log cabin. Only option I have is McDonald's bathroom. In a public stall, dropping a football. So every time someone walks through the town, I get mad.
Texas. I don't even want to know. Table is now some kind of fucking tapas place. That sucks. I don't know, maybe tapas are good. I don't know that I've ever had tapas. But I bet that place probably is not a great tapas place. man. That used to be a... When I was in high school, that was a good, reliable place to go to play some Smash TV. Granted, it hasn't been that in a very long time, but that's what I'll think of it as. That place had like an upstairs with like a, you know, like kind of bench seating, kind of big tables. Like, and Little League teams would go there after games for pizzas and shit. Little League supposed to go for tapas now? No. I gotta go all the way to the other side of town. Go to Pinky's. It's kind of the only... Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, this bag is getting where the clothes in it. All right. I'm home. I'm going to maybe go to bed. I might just go right to bed. I should probably eat something. I don't know. We'll see. See ya.